Brother Jason and his dear wife, Charity, the Rischel family are doing this work over in West Africa. The wonderful country of Burkina Faso. I say wonderful because it's filled with souls for whom Jesus died. And God's doing a great work through this precious family. They have been serving there for 6 years. Crooked Creek Baptist has been supporting them during this time, partnering with them. And they're back on their first furlough. And those of you that are not familiar with furlough, the missionaries go and spend a certain time on the field, starting churches, winning people to the Lord, and then they come back to the States to report, like Paul did with his churches in the New Testament. And so they're reporting to churches, and they also get to take some rest time to get just renewed and rejuvenated as they get ready to go back. So you all have the privilege, and I have the privilege this morning of hearing from our missionary reporting. I hope your heart will be encouraged. I hope you'll think about this as you think upon your faith promise giving. Many of you here have made that commitment, and God has blessed our faith promise. The last time I checked with our missions chairman, Brother Mike Jemanski, we are at 100% of our commitment at this point. Thank you. Thank you, church, because it allows us to support missionaries like the Rischel family and 60-plus more that we support that are taking the gospel around the world. So at this time, we're going to show a short presentation that the Rischel family have put together as they report in churches, and then Brother Jason will come and give a verbal report to us. And so let's let our hearts be sensitive and tender to what the Lord is doing through the Rischel family.
1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." When God called us in 2019 to move down to Bobo Dioulasso, the second largest city in Burkina Faso, there were a lot of uncertainties. We would be the only independent Baptist missionaries in a city of 1 million people. Islamic terrorism was present throughout Burkina Faso, inflicting fear in the hearts of many.
But after spending much time in prayer and seeking godly counsel, we knew that it was what God was leading us to do and that He would go with us.
So by faith, we made the move. And God has been faithful to work. He has allowed us to see 2 churches started here in the city of Bobo Dioulasso, as well as 2 other churches in nearby villages. Not only has God given us these wonderful churches, but one by one, God has sent amazing men and women to work with us.
Drabo and his wife were both born into Muslim families, but God has saved them and completely changed their lives. Pastor Drabo is currently serving at our first church here in Bobo, but has a heart to start a work in the city of Dedugu.
Charlo is currently finishing up his studies and preparations in the Bible Institute and is going out every Sunday to preach in his village, where he is praying to one day see a church started. Isaac spent years in other churches, but he never heard a clear presentation of the gospel until God led him to our church. Pastor Isaac and his wife are presently serving with us as leaders of the second church.
Noel was working as a police officer when he first began coming to the church, but after about a year at our church, God called him to preach. Pastor Noel left his job to go full-time into training and to serve faithfully alongside us at the first church. Bachiono had served in another church where he was hurt badly, but God led him to our church and we were able to help him find healing and hope in Christ. He and his wife are helping minister at the second church as they make plans to go out and to start a 3rd church here in Bobo.
Though we may have started this work in Bobo with God alone, by His grace, we now have a team of men and women who have a heart for God and for reaching the lost. As a great missionary of the past once said, "The future is as bright as the promises of God." And we are so excited about the future of the work here. God has already provided 4 lands for future churches. We are praying about and making plans to see Christian schools started in Bobo and the other cities. There are villages where the men are preaching that don't have a church yet, and many other villages that are wide open to the gospel. We would like to find a permanent home for our Bible Institute so we can build dorms and bring people in from our churches and the villages to be trained. We truly want to impact this country and to see Burkina become a launching pad to reach other countries beyond with the gospel. Would you be willing to come alongside us to help reach Burkina and beyond?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a joy to be here with Crooked Creek Baptist Church. We want to thank you all so very much for your faithful prayers and support. The churches you saw started, the men you saw trained, the fruit over there in Burkina Faso is because of you, because of your faithful prayers and your support. Without you, none of that would be possible. We want to thank you all so much for what you have allowed God to do through you there in the country of Burkina Faso. Before I share with you, I just want to share with you a few testimonies, a few things that God has been doing over there. But before I do that, I want to share with you this little toy car. And I brought this little car back with me from Burkina Faso. And usually my wife plays with it while I preach, but I have it with me right now. But this little toy car is made out of an old piece of garbage, an old pesticide can. And one day a man was walking down the road and he saw this old piece of garbage lying there on the ground. He walked over to it, picked it up, took it home with him, spent time cleaning it. And by the time that man was finished with it, he had a neat little toy car. And I like to keep this car because it's such a reminder of what God does in our hearts. We are sinners, far from God. And there's nothing we can do to save ourselves. But God, in His love and in His mercy, He sent His Son to die on the cross to save us from our sins. And in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 17, the Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And then there in 2 Corinthians 4, Paul talks about the darkness and how Satan has blinded the world and how it's so dark. But then he says that we preach Christ. And all we've done in Burkina Faso is we went to a land that was dark, a land full of Islam, Catholicism, a land full of animism, the worship of nature, of catfish and of crocodiles. And we went there and we preached Christ. And God took lives that were lost and broken, and He saved them. And He made something beautiful out of it. I want to share with you the testimony of a man named Norbert. And when we first got there to Burkina, we spent the first 2 years there in the capital city, working with the veteran missionary, your missionary also, Keith Shoemaker. And as we were there in the capital, we helped Brother Keith start a church. And there's a man there where we were out doing evangelism there in the area. And his name was Norbert. And Norbert was, for lack of a better word, was the village drunk. He had a hard life. Things were very difficult for him. And we were out evangelizing, and I saw Norbert, and I started to talk with him, started just trying to be friendly with him. And I was talking with Norbert. God convicted me. He said, "Jason, I want you to give Norbert the gospel and invite him to come to church." Kind of my first thought, "Lord, are you sure?" Like, Norbert? But I was like, "All right, you know what? I'll obey." So I talked with Norbert, gave him the gospel, invited Norbert to come to church, and he said, "Okay, I'll be there." But just like here in Georgia, there in Burkina, everybody's going to come to church with you the next day. So I said, "All right, sure, I'm sure you'll be there. We'll see." So next morning, I'm there at church, and I look up. Getting things ready, and I look up, and here comes Norbert walking in. And that day, Norbert, the village drunk, accepted Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God saved him, and God made something beautiful out of his life. Amen. Norbert lived pretty far from the church. He'd have to ride his bike. It took him about 30, 40 minutes just to get to church on his bike. So I went out to visit Norbert at his home, and just to encourage him and to help him, and to encourage him about growing in his faith. And as I was there talking to Norbert said, "Pastor, will you do something for me? I have a favor to ask." I said, "Sure, what can I do for you?" He said, "I have some friends that want to come to church with me this Sunday. Will you come in your car and pick them up?" I said, "Sure, I can do that, no problem." So that Sunday morning, I get in my car, drive out to Norbert's house. And when I get there, there's sitting Norbert with 20 other people. He says, "Okay, Pastor, we're ready to go to church." I look at Norbert and his friends. I look at my car and I said, "Norbert, that's not going to work." And he chuckled and he said, "Oh, don't worry, we'll fit." And somehow they did. I don't know how he did it. But that Sunday, they came to church. Many of them accepted Christ. And week after week after week, Norbert would come faithfully riding his bike with four or five other people of his friends from his area because of the power of the gospel. And we thank God for the lives that have been changed, like Norbert's, like those you saw in the videos, like others there that have been changed through the power of the gospel and who have been changed because of you, because of your prayers, and because of your support. So Crooked Creek, thank you all so much for what you're doing, what you have already done there for the work in Burkina Faso. Thank you so much, and God bless.